The first time I saw my friend Jonathan, I had two thoughts. One, I like that guy's hair. And two, have I seen this guy before? It turns out I'm not alone.
Yeah, if I'm like walking around Hollywood, I'll just get weird looks and I'm like, you think I'm somebody that I'm not. You think you maybe saw me on television one time. You think I'm The Weeknd or something like that.
The Weeknd is the name of an indie R&B singer. And Jonathan totally looks like an indie R&B singer. I've been struggling with how to describe Jonathan's look, and the best I can come up with is somewhere on the spectrum between intelligent hipster and a younger, blacker, tamed-down David Bowie. He's tall and lean, he wears lots of floral patterned shirts that occasionally show lots of chest, and he just generally looks like a band's bass player who is totally down to chill after the show. And that look, cool but disarming, is the secret to Jonathan's superpower.
My superpower, and I'm not good at many things, but is getting into clubs and bars without paying the cover.
Here's how it works. Jonathan goes out a lot, and he knows the ins and outs of a lot of venues. Take, for example, the Echoplex in Silver Lake.
A lot of times at the Echo, if you want to go to the Funky Soul Dance Party, you can just say, oh, can I use your ATM? And then you just walk down the stairs because there's no one guarding it.
And then he lets his, do I know that guy, look take over.
So people just assume, oh, this guy's performing. Or, oh, this guy is some sort of like tangentially related to this event.
The thing is, Jonathan actually is in a band, an R&B band based out of Minneapolis. But he hasn't done a lot as a solo act in Los Angeles yet. So when he's in LA and people think they recognize him, it makes him feel, well, kind of underachieving.
Well, out here, I am just my band, so there's nothing. But when I'm in Des Moines, I tell you what, I walk around like royalty, like I own the place.
For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Matt Heller.
I know that you're jealous, I know that you mean, but motherfuckers, stop texting me.